KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A three-year-old boy has died after a structural collapse at a construction site in Durban North. It's understood two children were playing around the site on Daphne Road last night when the embankment gave way. Andreas Mateus from Marshall Security says the children got trapped under mud when the trench collapsed. He says a nine-year-old girl, believed to be the little boy's sister, was pulled out alive and taken to hospital with various injuries.
The cause of the collapse of this embankment is unknown at this stage and will form part of an ongoing investigation. The rescue efforts by all on scene must be commended, including Itakwini Fire, the TLB that was brought in to help with the excavation, as well as all the relevant role players from Search and Rescue Metro, as well as the SAPS who arrived a short while after the first call went out.
In Gauteng, investigations are underway after police seized counterfeit goods worth over 20 million rand in Johannesburg. 35 suspects were arrested in Brummer. The operation was done jointly with officials from the Department of Home Affairs, SARS and Brand Protectors. Here's police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk.
Led by our National Counterfeit Goods Unit, the operation included support from various internal and external role players. Acting on intelligence gathered, the team executed search and seizure warrants in accordance with the Customs and Excise Act and the Counterfeit Goods Act. The operation led to the seizure of over 24,000 counterfeit items, including branded clothing, footwear, handbags, perfumes, jewellery and cell phone accessories.
And abroad, nearly 80 bodies have been taken to hospitals after airstrikes in Gaza, according to the region's health ministry. Israel insists it's hitting militant targets and says any claims of civilians being hurt are under review. On Friday, nine children from the same family, aged between 7 months and 12 years old, were killed by missile strikes. Their uncle, Ali Al-Najjar, says what's happening is senseless.
We started to get them out. One by one. We got out the third child. Of course, we couldn't identify the children. They were charred. They had no clothes, no face. They were remains.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. And on the weather front back home, clear skies across KZN today. Durban, Pietermaritzburg, Ladysmith and Margate, a high of 23 degrees. Newcastle, 22. Richards Bay and Ulundi, 25. Moy River, 21. Kokstad and the Berg, 20. Morning sea swells are reaching 2 meters with sunset at 5 minutes past 5. Follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio News Watch. For the News Watch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.